From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ross Terrell. The city of Ferguson has turned to a Fortune 500 company based in the St. Louis suburb for financial assistance. Ferguson's finances were deteriorating before Michael Brown's shooting death by police spurred protests and looting. The city's reserves were $25 million in 2013, a figure anticipated to decline to $4.8 million by June 2016. The city also has run out of a multi-million dollar deficit over the past 2 years. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Mayor James Knowles III and former city manager John Shaw met last week with officials from Emerson, an international manufacturing and technology company. Emerson said in a statement that it pays county taxes and supports community events. A class action lawsuit has been filed on behalf of Missouri owners of diesel Volkswagen vehicles following fallout from the German company's rigging of emissions to pass air quality tests. The suburban St. Louis law firm of Jacobson Press and Fields filed suit Wednesday. Like a similar suit filed in Vermont earlier this week, the Missouri action claims plaintiffs were damaged by the diminished value, including resale value, of their Volkswagens. Volkswagen spokesman John Schilling says the company does not respond to pending litigation. The Environmental Protection Agency accused Volkswagen of installing a so-called defeat device in 482,000 cars sold in the U.S. Volkswagen later acknowledged that similar software exists in 11 million diesel cars worldwide. Several additional lawsuits are in the works across the country. The MU Environmental Leadership Office hosted its annual Campus Farmers Market today. Students and Columbia residents who went to the farmers market were able to learn about locally grown food. Three local vendors attended the event, including Missouri Legacy Beef. Fourth-generation rancher Mark Mankin says that learning where our food comes from is essential when looking for quality products.
And I believe that the people of MU and Columbia want to be well-educated, and they're looking for quality, and they're looking for safety in their beef products, as opposed to just a high quantity. They want the quality, and that's what Missouri Legacy Beef is here to provide.
The Salisbury, Missouri ranch produces local, all-natural, free-range beef. Other vendors at the campus farmers market included Grandma Barb's Pies and Fretboard Coffee. A group dedicated to upholding the separation of church and state has asked sheriffs of Missouri to remove In God We Trust decals from their squad vehicles. The Freedom From Religion Foundation argues that the motto is exclusionary of atheistic and agnostic citizens. Co-President Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Wisconsin-based organization has suggested that sheriffs could replace it with a different decal in Reason We Trust. Greene County Sheriff Jim Arnott tells the Springfield News Leader that he doesn't plan to remove or replace the decals anytime soon. He says In God We Trust is the nation's motto, appearing on U.S. currency, courthouses nationwide, and Greene County's seal. The Missouri Sheriff's Association voted unanimously last month to place the decal on squad vehicles throughout the state. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says China is unfairly blocking U.S. biotech agriculture products from its marketplace. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports McCaskill wants President Obama to push for quicker approval for those products when he meets with China's president beginning Friday in Washington.
McCaskill says it is important that Mr. Obama emphasize to Chinese President Xi Jinping that trade is a two-way street. She says that despite previous commitments for a smooth approval process, China's regulatory review is anything but.
It's been murky. It's been confusing. It's been many times just silent, no action whatsoever. It is time that the president use his position to push China to the right place.
In 2014, China imported $16.2 billion in U.S. biotech agricultural products. But the senator says since then, China's review and approval process has slowed sharply. She wants the president to seek a commitment from President Xi that products already in the pipeline will be approved quickly. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.
The moving Vietnam Wall returned to Jefferson City today to help memorialize and celebrate those who served the United States in the Vietnam War. Residents and veterans from across the state gathered on the lawn of the Capitol at the opening ceremony this afternoon. Keith Lathan, veteran and logistics chairman for the event, said the event is an opportunity to welcome home those veterans who never gathered. He stressed the importance of seeing the 58,000 names on the wall.
A lot of Vietnam veterans are here. I know that some of them will have a hard time going to the wall. It'll be an emotional event for them because some of them have their names of buddies that that they lost over there.
Later this evening, a street party is scheduled featuring live music and food where the veterans will receive a welcome home celebration. I'm Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.